Live from SEO8, it's news from the floor.
Hi, my name is Morgan Littlewood. I'm the VP of Marketing at Vail in Memory. Vail in Memory is a startup company that's exhibiting at SEO8 for the second time. We deliver or develop memory appliances. The idea of memory appliances is that you can put all your live data in memory and get the performance benefits of that, particularly with high IOPS or input outputs per second. This show, we're launching a new product. We've introduced a flash memory appliance. We deliver 4 terabytes of flash in a 2U appliance. And with that appliance, we generate over 300,000 IOs per second, or more importantly, over 100,000 sustained write IOs per second. Latency for the appliance is fantastic. We get the average read latency down to less than 200 microseconds, which is effectively 25 times faster than disk drives. So the applications for this technology are anywhere where disk drives are too slow from either a latency point of view or where IOs per second aren't good enough. Good example of how you can use this appliance in an HPC environment is that you can effectively partition the appliance into multiple LANs or virtual drives, and you can assign many different servers or machines each of their own LANs. And by doing that, effectively create a virtual local drive for each of the servers within your cluster. Virtual local drive will look like it's a million revolutions per minute rather than 15,000 revolutions per minute of a very fast drive. Deliver you know, many tens of thousands of IOs per second that you otherwise couldn't get out of a local disk drive.
And how is it attached to Compute Engine? Is it InfiniBand or Fiber Channel? Or
we connect in many ways. The first way we can connect is via PCI Express. We can connect directly to one or two servers that way. Those servers can be act as network head-ends, and acting as a network head-end, they can connect via fiber channel, 10 gig Ethernet, or potentially InfiniBand to the rest of the network or the rest of the cluster or data center. So most of our early customers are doing some type of database type system. The applications that benefit from the technology are large data sets and high IOPS, so database type systems. But we've also got some people doing pharmaceutical research and high-performance video analysis.